Calista, the regional native corporation for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, announced the purchase of two new companies. The corporation says they will bring more money and jobs to their shareholders. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning-Barnes has more.
Calista has purchased two Alaska-based companies, Bryce Incorporated and Yukon Equipment Incorporated.
These two companies are already profitable.
Calista President Matthew Nikolai.
We're taking over them this month, and that means August, September, October, November, December. That's, 5-6 months? That new revenue stream will be definite advantage to Calista.
Both Bryce and Yukon Equipment are decades-old Alaska companies that deal in construction. Bryce Incorporated and its family of companies has been around for 40 years and focuses on construction-type projects in rural Alaska, projects dealing with civil construction like ice roads, excavations, site preparation, soil compacting, and erosion control. The other company acquired by Calista, Yukon Equipment, was founded in 1945, and it's the oldest Alaska-owned heavy equipment dealer in the state. The company deals in Case brand construction equipment.
The family there has worked on developing equipment or selling equipment and leasing equipment for residential, commercial, roads, bridges, and basically government construction.
Nikolai says the company acquisitions will not only make more profit for Calista shareholders, but there will be more jobs for them as well.
Basically focus on profits and also local hire programs that benefit our people.
Nikolai says buying Yukon Equipment adds to the construction capacity of Bryce and Calista's existing construction subsidiary, Tunista Construction. Calista is the for-profit regional native corporation for the YK Delta. The corporation represents over 13,000 shareholders in 56 villages. With the new acquisitions, Calista now owns 8 Alaska-based businesses. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.